Coming together with a bit of sellotape and rubber bands today, Winston. We've got some technical issues, but we can still chat on my mobile and through the microphone. Thanks for sharing some time with us again, Chief. Te nākwe.
All right, good morning.
Good morning to you. A bit of a kerfuffle again, get a bit of a with your dance partner about immigration issues. That comment to the business community caught you somewhat by surprise. What do you read into it?
Well, it didn't. He made the speech as the leader of the National Party, not the Prime Minister. So that means that this is a matter to do with a party's political opinion. And all I was saying is, well, that's one statement. Now, how do you marry that up with the India Free Trade Agreement and your provisions with respect to immigration in that? And, you know, that's what the media, I think, are not doing a very good job on. They're not going through that Indian Free Trade Agreement and saying, well, you're on the one hand, you're saying this, but in this document, something else entirely is being said, which the Indians are making claims as well on. So that's basically where we are at. And so, you know, time will tell who is putting out the facts of the matter and who is not.
Yeah, it is interesting. And, of course, as the National Party leader, it flies in the face of some of the coalition arrangements, no doubt. I'm curious about your attitude to superannuation as well, as it appears the discussion about raising the age to 67 is very much back on the table. What are some of your observations about the merits or not of doing so, Winston?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Look, if they're complaining about superannuation being unaffordable. Now, that is demonstrably untrue. We're only at 5.2% of our GDP. Some countries are at 11 or, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11. So they're much worse situation. And second, to smooth out the costs of a certain age group rising at a certain time to look forward to the future, you remember there was the Cullen Fund, which New Zealand first supported in the early part of this century, where we set aside all this money in a fund to ensure that in the peak of the costs, we could use that fund to help the taxpayer, so smooth out the costs. It's all there. It's billions and billions of dollars have saved. And guess what? The National Party failed to make contributions to the Cullen Fund, which the Treasury at that time said is a no-brainer. So you got 5.2%, so it's not a crisis. You got the Cullen Fund, and that's a huge backup. So what on earth is the problem here? And I'm saying to them, no, no, if you can't run the economy properly so you can afford these things, then hop out of the way and let somebody else who can run it properly.
Tēnā koe. I had a recent conversation with the ACT Party leader, who says that we are absolutely in this country majorly top-heavy in bureaucracy and even in our parliamentary makeup and staff around various ministries. Do you share some of his concerns that we could streamline bureaucracy more in this country?
Well, that's always been the case. And those departments that are run properly, things are streamlined. You know, they've cut the staff numbers are cut back massively from what they used to be. So it's no use just saying it. The thing is, we've got to do it ministry by ministry. And, you know, it's up again where you can, as a taxpayer, look at the ministries that are performing well and those that are not, and look at their ministers. So, yeah, I agree. But, you know, how shall I say it? Why don't we dissect out the ministers who are running efficient ministries and those that are not?
Tēnā koe. Any thoughts on the establishment of a Tai Tokoro party? And does it at all interest you in what's happening in Te Pāti Māori?
Well, of course it interests me because the reality is that we have, and we've had it since 1868, Māori representation. Now we've got them in greater numbers than ever before, but what you got is a massive collapse, as I predicted. In my first speech back in 2023, after the election, I said the Māori Party is finished. Now, do you remember that? I don't know if you remember that, but it's all there because I could tell that they couldn't last because they were not a party dedicated to a policy and principles. They were on about, how shall I say it? First of all, they wouldn't even respect the place. Having had all those centuries of long periods of ministers and Maori members of parliament respecting the place because it's a place of where the government operates, along came Rawere and his modern crowd absolutely scathing of everything, and the whole thing in the end turned out to be one massive personality cult around John Tomohiri. That's what's happened here, right under your face.
A personality cult. I mean, your strong personality here is too. I can sense that. Are people out to get him?
No, no, not quite the converse. Look, the authorities are looking at the books and saying something's wrong here. You know what the charity's ruling is? There's something going dramatically wrong. Where's, how can they spend that money on their charity? There's a whole lot of questions about what's going on. But all of the Maori Party. If it was, I'll tell you what, if it was New Zealand First, they'd be all screaming blue murder. But no, it's the Maori Party, or they're without an exception. It's just not right. And the whole thing's collapsing. Now, sadly, why start up a party called the Taitokara? Because then you'll have, you'll have Tainui in one area, then you'll have Ngāti Porou in another area. Where's the unity in going forward and working together to get the basic things that Maori needs done? And there's nothing in their announcement that said, I'm going to get out there and get more Maori housing, I'm going to get more Maori jobs, I'm going to get more Maori income and better standards of living. No, it's all about their personality cult. It's unbelievably wrong.
Tēnā koe. Your thoughts on the Justice Minister Goldsmith stepping in to pretty much deny Mike Smith as an individual a chance to take what he considers to be major business emitters to task through our legal system. He was granted the right to do so by the Supreme Court, but all of a sudden Goldsmith steps in and tries to cut that path off or his trail off at the knees. Your thoughts about that intervention, please, Winston?
Well, the minister is right. This is a court. This is not a matter that you have a court. A Supreme Court decides going to be a new action. The highest court in this land is Parliament. And I was astonished when the Supreme Court did that, and they've been told, no, you don't. This is, if it's going to be decided that way, it'll be decided by Parliament and change of law. You're not going to decide it by a court decision. And the second thing about Mike Smith, where has that guy ever done anything, for God's sake? You remember when he was going to cut down the tree at One Tree Hill? He couldn't even operate the darn chainsaw properly, mate. Could he start a chainsaw? You know what I mean? I'm sick of these Maori never done any physical work, you think, and running out and talk to someone and represent Maori. No, they don't.
Tēnā koe. You can operate a chainsaw, though, I know.
Yeah, I can.
Would you ever have thought of chopping down the tree on Maunga Kiakia? How offended were you by his actions those years ago?
Well, I was totally offended because, I mean, the tree belongs to everybody in Auckland, for goodness sake. It's famous for it. Why did he think he had the right to cut it down? And then who told him to put his scribbles all over his face? Who gave him the authority to do that? You know what I mean? These people, they're not following their culture. They decided that whatever they want, they'll just go to the tattoo house and get it done. You know I'm telling the truth here.
I'll leave it to our listeners to decide what's your priority for the week ahead, and thanks for getting back to us today. What's keeping you most busy?
Well, the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister are in Parliament today, so I'm going to be handling the matters in the House. That's number one. Number two, I've got important meetings in Auckland. I've got a major ministers turning up from Asia for lunch today, all the way from the Lao People's Democratic Republic. There's a lot of work on, so yeah, it's full program ahead. And of course, we've got, and on this Sunday, we've got a huge meeting in West Auckland.
Thanks again. Enjoy our conversations. Look forward to our next one. Mauri ora.
Thank you.
Cheers. Okay.